For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to the Talking Dirty Show by A&A Vacuum Art. I'm David. I'm here with my brother, Tony. And, you know, we're always in a rush to get something now at the cheapest price possible while sitting in a chair. We decide that local family-run stores cannot compete, so we just don't even give them a chance. Instead, we click to buy now, and what we end up getting is a product that doesn't meet your needs, has a warranty on paper, but no one to take it to because there is no company, no floor care company that has a warranty station. So, do you know what that means? It means whatever discount you thought you got online is totally gone because when it breaks, and folks, they all break. They have to fix it themselves or pay to get it fixed. So, really, you didn't get a discount. In fact, at the end of the day, you spent more. We are a family-owned business, family-owned and operated since 1954. That's three generations. We are the oldest vacuum store in the state of Alabama. We're located at 5301 Cottage Hill Road, one block west of University Boulevard. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 8 to 3. Our telephone number is 251-661-3549. And if you remember nothing else, please remember our website, aavacuum.net. And I'm going to spell that. It's AA and vacuum is VACUUM.net. Like us on Facebook and check out our reviews. So what do we have to offer? Well, we repair and service floor care products. We have the best service department in the country. And because of that, we are the only company that can service all we sell. And what do we sell? Well, we sell the best floor care products available. Vacuum starting at $99.95. We don't wait for a manufacturer to take care of their warranty because you know what? They don't face you. We do. So since we know at the end of the day they won't take care of you like they should, that is what our job is. When you buy it from us, you got a local guy that you can take it to and let us handle it. We handle all the warranty and service issues for you in our store. So we sell upright vacuums. We sell 7-pound self-propelled vacuums. We sell PowerTeam canister vacuums, backpacks, wet-dry vacuums, small portable vacuums and hand vacs, rechargeable vacuums, shampooers, bare floor cleaners, air purifiers, central vacuums and accessories, and a lot more. Now, we're not asking you to not shop around. We expect you to go online. One thing Tony and I have learned is that Amazon is not likely to go away. Something I said a bunch of years ago, the idiot that I am, is I said, this is going to be a passing phase. Okay. I have decided.
It's still passing.
That's right. So the fact is, that's not going away. It's the way of the world. We're not saying don't buy things on Amazon. What we're asking for is just a shot at your business. And we guarantee that your 10-minute drive will be rewarded with the best price as well as the best service you've ever had on any product. Look, we're the little guys, so we work harder. And, you know, I was speaking of repairs. And that's something, it is the heart of our business. It always has been the foundation of our store. How does that process work? You know, I get calls every day. Do you work on something? The answer is, We work on just about everything. We will even look at your robot vacs. There is one issue, which is none of the robot vacuum companies want to sell parts to vacuum stores like us. They want you to box it up and mail it back to them. And I'm just going to go ahead and guarantee you something. At some point, they're going to offer you a discounted model because their stock does not raise if they fix their own stuff. Their stock only raises if they sell a lot of stuff. So that's how that always works in the big vacuum cleaner world. How our process works is you bring it in, our estimates are free. Sometimes we can do them while you wait. And then sometimes, and a lot of times, it's the customer that will determine this. They don't want to stand around and wait for us to diagnose it. They say, call me as soon as you know something. And we do. We'll tell you exactly what we think it needs. If you want to pay for the repair then, it's 10% off the repair price. You don't have to. You can pay for it whenever you pick it up, and that's certainly fine by us. If it's more than you want to spend, well, there's no charge. You got charged nothing for it. Or you can trade it in, which, by the way, Amazon won't do that. And you can trade it in and get a very nice discount on anything you buy. Again, everything that Tony and I do in our store, it's, again, started by my mom and dad. It's all designed to be the best deal anywhere. Back then, it was be better than the big box stores, have something more to offer. Nowadays, it's be better than anybody online. And we're getting calls from people from Birmingham. They're driving over from Florida, Pensacola area. Yeah. They're driving over from Pascagoula, Biloxi, and hey, they're taking more than 10 minutes to come give us a try, and they stay with us. And look, at the end of the day in business, if you come in once and we sell something, and it's a great product, and we sell it higher than everyone else, look, the fact is, you know it and I know it. We're probably not going to get a second sale from you because you'll already know everything we sell is too expensive. And you're certainly not going to recommend us to your friends. And without that, our little local family store will be gone. So we rely on y'all supporting us, and our job is to support you. And the moment you buy a machine from us, that is not the end of our relationship. It is literally the beginning of our relationship. So when you bring it in and you give us an okay on the repair, we take it apart, we clean all the parts, because half the problems everybody complains about is fix this, and for goodness sakes, get rid of that pet hair odor in my vacuum. So if your vacuum, you cut it on and it smells worse after you vacuum than before you started, you want to come see us. It is not expensive. You will know the price up front, and when you get it back, it will look, run, and smell as close to new as possible. If you go to our website, aavacuum.net, you can see before and after pictures. And it truly, you know, we get in the process, Tony, of doing all these repairs, yes. And you're always in a hurry, you know, right now, and it's just after Christmas. We've got everyone that's been trying to clean up after Christmas, and their vacuum's not picking up very well, so we are inundated with repairs. So, you know, in the process of working so fast, sometimes you don't even recognize how good your own work is. And when I see those pictures of our before and after machines online, it is amazing how fantastic they look. Because when we're through with it, we're going to change your filters, we're going to disinfect and deodorize everything, and every aspect of that machine is going to look and run great.
And I can't tell you this, you know, a professional has a tendency to always sort of you know, kind of downplay it a little bit, take his work for granted. Nothing is like what happens when the customer comes in and sees the job that we've done.
Yes.
And that is some of the most complimentary things that we've ever received, is when they see their repair done and it's so gorgeous.
Yes. All right, guys, they're telling us to go to a commercial. Stay tuned. Our next segment is Why Amazon Hates A&A Vacuum. Stay tuned.
More Talking Dirty is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Tony Lord with A&A Vacuum. You are listening to the Talking Dirty Show. I am here with my brother David to my right and across the table, moderating the whole thing, making me sound just incredible, is Mr. Phil Bush.
As usual.
Folks, come check our store out. We're in Mobile at 5301 Cottage Hill Road. We're about a block and a half west of University Boulevard on Cottage Hill Road. The number to get in touch with us is 251-661-3549. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. On Saturday, 8 to 3. Sunday, well, you're out of luck. But you can get on our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. You will find really all of our products, all of our great American-made, our German-made. There are little icons that you can click on to where you can get, you know, little how-to videos, tutorial videos, things like that, just to kind of give you an idea, a little taste, if you will, of what we've got going in our store that's been around for three generations. It's aavacuum.net. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and check out our reviews, folks. I mean, there's nothing like hearing about people talking great about me, and you're going to see 100% of that. I mean, not just 4 stars, but like 1,000,000 stars. So check that out as well. Folks, in the last segment, David was talking about the difference between Amazon and ourselves, and quite frankly, why Amazon hates us so much. And we've got a plethora of different customers over the years that prove why Amazon hates us so much, because they're so satisfied when they haven't been satisfied with anyone else. And the first person that I want to give some wonderful sentiments of gratitude to is Mrs. Sandra Leiser, because she bought 2 very wonderful, necessary vacuums for her. She had quite a story because she had a couple of machines. One was a great machine, one that we sell. It was one called a Recar Brilliance. Wonderful tandem air vacuum. It uses 2 motors for suction. And then she also had a Dyson rechargeable. Many of you out there have had some experience with many of the other rechargeable machines, especially Dyson. They're so well advertised. Well, she had problems with both. With the Brilliance, like so many of us out there, it's a great performer. It picks up well. It's one of the strongest machines. It's just laden with wonderful features. If there was one drawback, and I'm kind of a Debbie Downer, I can come up with a drawback to anything. With the Recar Brilliance, the one complaint I get is it's a little on the heavy side. And with so many of us, as age creeps up on us, things magically start getting heavier and harder to deal with. So she needed something with that kind of power without the weight. And she thought that was going to be a hard thing to come by, but au contraire, I had the perfect thing. We've got these in our store as well. Recar makes a line of vacuums, their R25 series. The one she picked out was the R25P, as in pet, because most of us have so many of those. and the hair that comes along with it. So yes, you need something powerful. This R25P is about as strong as a machine as you will ever find, and yet it's fairly lightweight. It's got a set of tools on board, easy to use. This R25 Premium Pet, it's of all the vacuums with tools on board, it has one of the lowest profiles. I bet many of you out there with your experience in vacuums have dealt with trying to get up under the bed, and it seems like vacuum companies are making these things clunkier and clunkier and bigger.
Yeah, think of the Dyson ball.
Yes.
What in the heck can you get up under with an NBA-sized basketball on your vacuum?
Yeah.
And nothing against Dyson. They do a lot of advertising, and we have sold their products in the past. But the fact is, you really can't get up under anything with that. And when they designed this R25 Premium, they thought, you know, most people are going from carpet to a lot of bare floor. And some people have no rugs, but at least floor and rugs. And that's what they designed it to do, is to work like a canister vacuum so that you could get up under anything and clean anything.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's the thing, what they expect with a lot of these other vacuums, that you'll use the tools, but that's so many more steps to have to do, and this is just a seamless transition. Let it back, go up under the bed. You got everything. So great machine, great filtration, easy to change the bag. Now, like anything, could Miss Sandra have found this thing online? Absolutely. Anywhere she finds it, including Ricard, it's going to be $699. So fairly expensive. The beauty with dealing with us, not to mention the fact that you're actually dealing with a human being, you get the chance to try before you buy. You've heard about this. We have a little obstacle course of things that you can pick up so you can make sure that this thing feels right, that it's going to have the kind of performance that you're looking for. But we are always trying to one-up Amazon, especially on prices and how we deal with warranties. If she were to have bought this online, she's going to get it for $699. It'll come with this wonderful 5-year warranty, which, guess what? If it breaks, where do you take it? You have to box it up, send it back. It's the same, you know, turbulent process that you would have to go through for anything. Buying from us, first of all, she was able to use that old brilliance of hers as a trade-in. So instead of paying $700 like she would anywhere else in the world, she got this machine for $559. So we whipped everybody, and we whipped them bad.
And you got to think of that. Who would think that you could find it on Amazon for $699 and we would have it for $559? Is that right?
That's
Joe?
Exactly right.
All right. So then let's compare warranty. All right. You get it from Amazon. You've got a 5-year manufacturer warranty.
Yeah.
What does that mean? And, you know, I kid around all the time by saying, you got to think like the wise old owl and say, who's going to take care of this thing? And the fact is, we can answer that question.
That's absolutely
Amazon,
right.
You're going to have to mail it back to the company or ask for some parts and fix it yourself. And all of it's done here, and all of it's done here with not just a 5-year five-year warranty with us for parts and labor, but 5 free tune-ups. That means, broken or not, you're going to drop it off with us. We're going to go through and tune it up like we would any paid-for repair. Our average price of repairs like that is about $75. So that's $375 that Amazon cannot compete with.
Yes.
So, you know what? We win.
Absolutely. That is why Amazon hates my gut.
That, yes, yes. Jeff Bezos is going to write you a nasty letter.
I look forward to that, folks. She also ended up buying a rechargeable from us by Simplicity. She had had the Dyson, and the complaint with that, one, it didn't give her enough runtime, but also it started to go bad pretty quickly to where it would run for about 10 seconds and then shut off. She ended up buying the Simplicity S65P. Guess what the P stands for, pet? Great rechargeable, kind of in the tradition of the Dyson, but better. It comes with two batteries, so she can get up to an hour's runtime. So wonderful machine by Simplicity, a sister company of Ricar. And online, she would have gotten that for $499. She was able to trade in her old broken down Dyson and get that for $399.95. So again, we win.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And what do we do with those? We turn them into the companies because they use it for Habitat for Humanity. Because really, we don't really sell used vacuums.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect thing for our companies that we sell for, and it's a great thing for the customer who gets the discount. All right, we got more Amazon hating A&A vacuum stories left. Keep staying tuned.
More Talking Dirty is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Talking Dirty Show. I am Tony Lord with A&A Vacuum. Still here with my brother David to my right and Mr. Phil Bush across the table, the puppet master himself. Check out our store. We are at 5301 Cottage Hill Road, about a block west of University. We're in a little shopping center, small one, with Center Stage Media Group, Changing Colors Paint Store, Jefe Paletas, and then, of course, the foundation, the most important A&A vacuum. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. On Saturday, we're open from 8 to 3. Sunday closed, but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can get on our website. It's aavacuum.net, aavacuum.net. This is an easy to navigate through website, even for Luddites like me. All of our wonderful products, things seemingly trivial like Lamberger and deodorizers, and some things not so seemingly trivial like our great American-made Ricar vacuums, our great German-made Miele vacuums. On some of these you can click on just to get some informational videos, little expository videos that about a minute long, just to kind of give you a taste of what it's like in our store. It's aavacuum.net. Check it out.
Okay, so let's continue on with why Amazon hates A&A Vacuum. And I'll just sum it up like this. It's because we beat their prices, and we will do things that they won't do, which is take care of your product for you. Buying something good is half the battle. The other part is keeping it good. And that's what we help you do. So I want to give a big thank you to Mr. Chris Singleton. And in all honesty, he's been a customer for many, many years with us. But he came in with a Ricar Brilliance that he bought from us 15 years ago. And think about it. How many machines hold up for 15 years or better anymore? Don't get me wrong. If you bought a machine 30 years ago, you might still have some still running, but they were made differently than they are today. Almost everything is made in China, all plastic, and so the motors are designed not to last very long. And we're not talking about just motors. All the parts on the machine are made of cheap plastic. They're designed not to last a long time. So he had this Ricar vacuum. And loved it for years. had an issue with it, took it apart himself, and you know what? He decided we're both going to stay in our lanes. He'll do what he does, and I won't try to do what he does either, and I'll do what I do. So he brings it in, and I happen to mention, you know, it's January, it's after Christmas, and we have an opportunity that our companies allow us to sell our floor models even cheaper. So he said, I love this machine. I got a bunch of pets. I got a vacuum all the time, and there is nothing else I've ever used that's picked up pet hair like this machine did. What have you got? Well, Ricard made a newer version of the same vacuum he had, and it's a Ricard Brilliance. I'm going to give a model number just in case, R30 Deluxe or R30D. Now, what is this machine? They call it a tandem air machine, and there's only three machines built similar to it in the world. They did something no other company has done. This vacuum has two motors. Now, that's been done before by lots of companies. Normally, you have one motor to create your suction, and then a little tiny motor about the size of my fist or sometimes smaller. Looks like I want a pound. Let's pound, man. And that little motor is designed to drive the brush roll only. So it doesn't create any suction. Your suction is the main motor that they've got in the built into the machine itself. Well, they wanted better cleaning ability, and the way they came about this is, again, they have a large steel motor. Now, remember, this machine's made in St. James, Missouri. That's right. It's made in the USA. And it's metal parts on the motor, on all the wearable areas of this machine. So when they made this, they've got the main motor that's all steel that creates your suction. But then they have a motor that drives the brush and also create suction. So you've got the best cleaning power ever made in a vacuum cleaner. And that's why he loved it. And they've just improved upon that. Rubber wheels, you'll never scratch any kind of floor if you go across the bare floor. It's got a great reach, 17-foot reach with the hose and the extension wand. And it's so powerful. I hope I described this correctly. In our store, if I took the bagless canister off a Dyson, or I took the front door off of most vacuums, they cannot pick up. There's no suction whatsoever once you take the door off. This is the only vacuum you can take the front door off, and it'll pick up just as well as if you had the door on. It's that good of a machine.
In fact, it's a dynamic scene. You can, because we've done that before, because it's an impressive sight. That bag on there blows up like a balloon. So there is so much more air movement because of these two motors than any vacuum in the world.
And then they've done something that companies pretend that they do. They took your health, your indoor air, far more seriously than anybody else has ever had. So the way this machine, I know that you're saying right now, I don't want a bag. I don't like bags. But let me tell you what bags are. In the Ricard vacuum, they have a HEPA filter bag. Now, how good are these bags? You know, during COVID, we weren't sure anybody was ever going to come in again. But it turned out, as the good Lord had helped us with, that none of the doctor's offices had enough masks, that we weren't ready for this pandemic. So they all came down to our store. They bought these bags by the case. You know why? Because we could cut them, poke a hole in each side, stick a rubber band through it, and you had a mask that was a true HEPA filter mask until they could get their mask in. So they started there. Then they have a secondary filter that is not just this piece of foam, what you see on most vacuums. This thing is activated carbon in it, and that is all designed not just to filter, but to get rid of odors. And so if you suffer from, again, pet hair odors in your vacuum, and listen, whether it's bagless and you dump the canister every time, it will not matter. It gets into your other filters, and it stays there until you replace them. So when you buy bagless, look, you don't have to buy filters, but if you don't, the vacuum is going to constantly stink, and it won't pick up as well as it should. So you're shortchanging yourself in that regard. So they've got this secondary filter, this activated carbon, and then they follow it up with an absolute true HEPA filter exhaust. So by the time you get through, HEPA filters filter down to 0.3 microns, which is very, very good. But this machine filters down to 0.1 microns. What they wanted is that as you pick up the dirt, none of it gets recirculated in your house, and the pet hair odors cease to exist as well. So let's break this down. How do we do? Well, if you bought this same vacuum, again, it's an you can look it up. Don't do it while you're driving. It's a Ricard Brilliance R30 Deluxe. That machine on Amazon right now is $1,099.95. And look, Tone, we needed the money.
Oh, yes. I don't like this discount stuff. Hurts my heart.
But he got our floor model, which is a brand new machine, and he got it for $599.95. We destroyed Amazon in that. Now, you're saying, oh, yeah, but it's a floor model. Well, let me tell you. It's only been used in our store, again, to demo. And so since it's brand spanking new, it still carries a 5-year warranty. That's parts and labor that we back up instead of the manufacturer warranty that nobody helps you with if you buy it online. And then in addition to that, he gets 5 free tune-ups. So what I usually tell customers is, look, somewhere around the year mark, I don't care when. It can be 9 months. It can be 15 months. I don't care. Bring it in. We tune it up completely. It will come out of there in beautiful shape. These filters that I just spent a lot of time talking about, you're thinking, yeah, but I don't want to replace filters all the time. Well, that's why they made it the way they made it. You're going to replace these filters every 5 years. They come in a kit. They're $39.95. $39.95 for 5 years is an outstanding price for clean, yes, non-stinky air. Again, that those 5 tune-ups that we give, that's worth $375. It's not that just online stores don't do it. There is no other store in the country that will do that. They make their money on service, guys. And look, I don't blame them. Dad is rolling it around in his grave right now thinking, what? The profit! The profit is going out the window. But we do that. Again, our job is to sell great stuff and help you keep it great. Again, for 15 years. How many times does that happen? So, all I can say is, this is another reason why Amazon hates A&A Vacuum and David and Tony Lord. So, listen, I know we're getting, how much time we got, Phil? We got,
he did a hand gesticulation.
Yeah, what, he was doing the hand jive over there. So I want to give a quick shout out, this is totally off the subject, to a lady that came in just this week. Her name is, I hope I pronounce it right, Chong Thwaites. She's, again, makes me feel very tall. She came up to about, I'm 5'7", so she came up to about my chin. So I'm feeling 6 feet. And she came in on a product she bought from us and just didn't know how to use it. But again, I showed her. I took the time and showed her every ounce of the machine. And she said, this is why I buy from you. So thank you, Ms. Chong Thwaites. Folks, stay tuned. We will be right back.
More Talking Dirty is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. This is Talking Dirty. I'm Tony Lord from the A&A Vacuum Store. I am here with my brother David, and across the table, Mr. Phil Bush as well. Folks,
thank you.
You are so welcome, you tacit individual, you. Folks, come check our store out. It's 5301 Cottage Hill Road, a block and a half west of University. We're in a little shopping center with Changing Colors Paint Store, Jefe Paletas, Center Stage Media Group, but you're going to see a huge A&A vacuum sign. You can't miss us. Give us a call, 251-661-3549. Folks, check out our website. It's aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and please check out our reviews because we worked hard for those reviews. Amazon actually hates us because of those reviews.
That's so true. So true.
And yeah, so folks, check it out.
All right, so we're going to continue with why Amazon hates A&A Vacuum. So I had a phone call this week and talked to a long time to a lady named Elizabeth Smith. And I'm going to talk about a product we previously kind of spoke about. But she was calling in regards to a rechargeable vacuum. And the coolest thing in the world, this is what we hope and pray for, is someone she knew told her, you got to go there. At first, give them a call, but you got to just get in the car and drive down there. It is going to be worth it. I mean, this person was a better salesperson than Tony and I have ever been because we're repairmen and we're really bad salespeople. So Ms. Smith called, and she was interested in the Dyson V15. Now, that's been a model that came out last year. What did we think of it is what she wanted to know. I said, well, the first thing to know is we sell it for $599. When it came out, it was $750. And listen, I want to give kudos to Dyson over the years because they are the first ones that came out with the lithium-ion battery in their machines, in the vacuum cleaner business. And then they've done the best job of anybody today of advertising it because they spend almost 50% of their sales on advertising. So they've got a great network with that. Our problems with it, and sometimes because we're in this business and we tell these stories, it hurts us. Sometimes people think, well, they just don't want to sell it. But the fact is, while we get on the floor and show you products, our real job is the repair business. So the things we see that go on in machines, especially things that happen over and over and over again, I think it is our duty to bring that up. So in this case, here's the story, and I'm sticking to it, on the Dyson V15. The issues we had when we sold them last year, and I'm not talking about this past Christmas. I'm talking about Christmas before. When we sold them then, out of the box, people would buy them for a gift. They take it home. They wanted to put it together themselves. They run it, and it will run for a few minutes and then die. Those were circuit board issues. Now, Dyson doesn't – I'm like you as far as a customer. They don't care anything more about me than they would about the average person. So I call them. I tell them what's going on. They wanted to send me a part. And this is a very complicated repair to do. You know what we did? We said, the heck with that. We replaced every machine that happened to. Now, if you're in our shoes and you're replacing products that you sold, whatever profit I thought I made, I didn't get either. But the fact is, we have a duty because we have to face you, and they never have to face you. So I told her what I thought about the Dyson V15, and that she may want to also consider a Simplicity, again, made in St. James, Missouri, Simplicity S65 Premium. And Tony talked about it earlier. It's got an hour runtime. It's got LED lights. And they did it long before Dyson ever did it, so you can see the, you know, the pet hair on your very dark wood floors or brick floors in my case. You won't see it until you cut the machine on. You do not have to hold the trigger the entire time that you're using it. You push the trigger once to cut it on, and then you don't have to do that anymore. So you don't have to strengthen your index finger with exercises, and that's also helpful. This machine has almost double the suction of the Dyson V15. I still carry the Dyson V15. I want people to compare it. And if you want to buy the Dyson V15, I will sell it to you and I'll back it up as well as I can. But the fact is, I'm not near as confident in it as I might have been before all the problems started to happen.
You know, so, when you say compare the two, we even have an old-timey suction gauge where you can, you'll be able to try it on our little obstacle course, pick up our fake pet hair that the only thing lacking is the smell. But we have an old-timey suction gauge where you can test the suction between the two, and it is miles different. So you'll be able to feel the suction, but you'll actually be able to put a number to it and see how much more that simplicity is.
Yes, yeah, and so let's just say, and it does, again, it breaks down to a hand vac. It's got a tool for picking up pet hair, which my wife uses daily on our comforters, because our dogs jump on in there, and I don't know, they've got the same problem I do. They're losing their hair, except they still have some, and I don't. And so every day she has to go over it with our little simplicity to make sure that stays off of there. Otherwise, she was trying to wash the comforter all the time. I mean, I'm sorry, that's a lot of work. So how did we do? How did we compare against Amazon? Well, she had already checked. That machine on Amazon right now is $499. She got it from us for $399. If she had bought it on Amazon, she would have gotten a great machine. I'm here to tell you, I don't care where you buy it. If you get a Simplicity S65 Premium, you get a great American product. The problem is, she would have gotten a one-year manufacturer warranty. Again, how many manufacturers have we all dealt with? It's never fun. It's never easy. So we make it easy. As I explained to her, she won't get a one-year warranty. She'll get a two-year warranty from us. That's parts and labor and two free tune-ups. Because, again, you know, my wife, I came home the other day, and she said, "Honey, I think we're going to have to get our rechargeable cleaned." I said, "Why?" She said, "Well, I was making our little salads." We always have a little salad every meal. We're trying to be healthy. And she loves feta cheese. She loves it. So she said, "I wanted to break it up, so I took the thing and I shook it, and the top was not very good." Oh. So it went all over the floor. She said, "So that vacuum's going to smell like feta." Listen, I'm telling you that story because I want you to know whatever disgusting thing you run over, we will clean it, because it's the same disgusting stuff that we run over. And so the fact is, we win. Come try us. We just want to be an option against Amazon as far as floor care products go. Guys, this is Mom and Dad taking us home. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be on next week at the same time. He's come to know.